Here is what you missed this morning on the Catholic Morning Show.
Let's go to Deacon Randy Keel. Good morning, Deacon.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
We are approaching the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time for this Sunday, 1 Kings or Galatians?
Mostly Galatians, but I'm going to just touch on 1 Kings just a second that we're talking about. There's this imagery given to us in 1 Kings about the yoke of oxen, and I just want us to hold on to that thought. There's quite a story that goes with that with 1 Kings, but I'm not going to do that story. But the imagery of the yoke of oxen is brought forward by Paul in Galatians. And one fascinating thing about Paul and his writings, you know, in one part of this letter to the Galatians, the Church of Galatia, he speaks to them, you know, you foolish Galatians. And now he's addressing this part, but brothers and sisters. And what's cool about that is that in some of his other writings, he represents himself also as, I am one amongst the fools. So that's why I can call you brothers and sisters. Like, I'm as big a jerk as you guys are sometimes. Probably.
Yeah, there's no way to make that sound polite.
I know, except to throw yourself in the kitty with us.
Right.
But he says, for freedom Christ set us free, so stand firm and don't submit to the yoke of slavery. So a couple things. See, the yoke here, referencing back to the yoke of oxen, it wasn't uncommon that when people were pronounced as slaves and used as slaves, that they would come into the city with an oxen yoke on their shoulder. And so that's how people would identify many were slaves, is that they actually had a yoke upon their shoulder. But this is metaphorical here, recognizing now that simply to be under the law without the Spirit is like living in a life of slavery with a yoke upon you. And you actually can choose to do that if you choose to follow the life of the flesh, he says, and live according to the desires of the flesh. But simply to believe that the law was fulfilled in Christ is not enough, but it is to live by the Spirit. He makes emphasis, if you are guided by the Spirit, then you are not under the law. It's not just that he abolished the law, Jesus Christ, but if you choose to live and follow the life of the Spirit versus the desires of the flesh, and I just did a study on the desires of the flesh, because it's not just about the flesh we have, the sarx is the whole being, and the desires of the self is self-indulgence. And what the fruit that it produces, John, is completely contrary to the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the flesh are enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, and envy. It sounds like what happens every 4 years during elections.
Sure.
It's what we humans fall into when we quest after a freedom with self-indulgence. Here, there's a freedom to be responsible, to live according to the Spirit. And that's the freedom that Paul emphasizes. Freedom isn't the absence of responsibility. Freedom is the coming underneath the responsible one to live according to the Spirit he gave us.
Yeah, sin is the one, the ultimate enslaver that enslaves us and makes us, again, just binds us away from God. The freedom we are looking for, and this is the tenet of all of the gospel, all of sacred scripture, is the freedom found in God and living in his ways. And this is what he desires for his people. That's the theme. It's the common theme all throughout. Deacon, thank you so much for this morning. Would you give us your blessing?
And I pray for the freedom to love one another, as Paul gives us today, to be imbued inside of us and spilled out in every pour from our body and every breath that we take, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now that's a prayer right there, Deacon. I like that. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Listen to the Catholic Morning Show weekday mornings at 7 on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, iowacatholicradio.com, or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.